You remember the other morning we were talking to the good Reverend Jim Reynolds, the head of the Christian Outreach Ministries Australia, and we were talking about feeding people who are down on their uppers, feeding hungry people, homeless people. And the Reverend Jim said that he'd done some work in Melbourne with an organisation called Second Bite. Their motto is ending waste, ending hunger. Second Bite is an organisation that helps people get a fee when otherwise it's not available. There is so much waste that goes on with supermarkets, restaurants, etc. It seems an absolute shame that that food can't be used to feed people who are needy, and that's exactly what Second Bite's about. Their CEO is a bloke called Steve Clifford, and Jess has managed to chase him down, and we found him, and he's on the other end of the phone here this morning. Steve Clifford from Second Bite, good morning, and welcome to the night shift around Australia.
Good morning to you, Luke. It's a pleasure to be here.
The Reverend Jim screams your praises from the rooftops, so I want to find out a bit more about you. Who is Second Bite? What do you do?
Okay, well, we were set up by Ian and Simone Carson way back in 2005. They saw a lot of waste at the local Paran market, and they went along at the end of the morning session, loaded up their station wagon, and took the food round to a local charity. And it worked so well that they did it again and again. And then they had their friends and family come on board, and then they started doing other markets. And it's just grown from that. They saw the need for the food, and they saw the waste that that food would otherwise have gone into landfill, which is terrible. And they put the two together and they set up Second Bite. And it, this many years later, 16 years later, it's just grown and grown. We've now got 100 staff around the country, 42 vans, 5 warehouses, and we feed millions. We provide millions of meals every year.
And it's all from waste?
It's food that, when we say waste, it's food that otherwise the
That's what I meant to say. Let me rephrase that. It's all food that would normally be thrown out.
That's right. It's edible surplus and unsold food from retailers, jeez, from manufacturers, from food growers. And of course, there's tons and tons of this food normally goes to landfill, which is an appalling waste. So we can take that food in various ways. We get it back to the warehouse, repack it, and get it out to the charities. Sometimes there's a number of methods we use to do that, actually, Luke, but that's the model.
It's unbelievable. What makes you different from other food rescue organisations? Because there are some.
Yeah, no, that's very true. I think what we're really proud of is we distribute food free of charge to charities so they can feed people in need. So not all food rescue operations do that for free. We've got over 1,300 local charities and non-profit organisations around Australia, and we give the food to them for free. I think probably the other thing, Luke, that's a bit novel about our system is we've got two ways of getting the food from the Coles or the manufacturer to the people who need it at the end, those hungry Aussies. And I think that's rather unique. We've got the direct delivery model, as we call it, where we actually collect the food directly from our donors, aggregate it at our warehouses, sort, pack, and then distribute the food to charities. But there's also this amazing model called Community Connect, where we connect local charities and not-for-profits to the donors. So the charity will come and pick up food from Coles or Nando's and spread it back amongst their clients. And that's very efficient because we don't have to pay for that. We just sort of do a RSVP.com sort of matching them up.
Steve Clifford is on the phone, folks. He is the CEO of Second Bite. It's a charity that helps, well, it rescues food that would normally be thrown out and put in the landfill, and it puts it on the plates of needy people. How is COVID impacting on your organisation and other charities at the moment?
It's been really significant, Luke. I mean, 1 in 5 Aussies are affected by food insecurity and don't have enough or consistent access to safe, nutritious and culturally appropriate food to eat. So that's the baseline, which is appalling when you think about it in Australia in 2021, isn't it? But on top of that, now with COVID, we're finding that many people are now struggling financially. And it's not just the usual, you know, the people who can't work, who've lost their hours or their jobs. That's part of the people we're servicing, and we're finding our increased demand. But there's also, last week, our agencies in New South Wales were telling us they're surprised to see tradies and young families needing food relief services. So it's a different kind of poverty and need that exists from normal.
And how do you get funding?
Well, we get food donated by Coles and others. Our
I understand the food's donated because they're going to throw it out, but what about all those people that are bussing it and trucking it left, right and centre?
Yeah, no, good point. I mean, the good news is Coles is a wonderful partner. They don't just give us donate food to us. They also give us some money, which is fantastic. We also have a wonderful relationships with government. So at all levels of government, we're well funded. I have to say that it's an area where the governments, particularly during COVID, have worked out they need to help. And we have trusts and foundations and individual donors. You know, we've got a website, people come on, click on it and provide money that way. So it's having the double mission, Luke, ending waste and ending food. If you don't like one, you get two for the price of one. So we have a lot of people supporting us for either of those causes.
All right. Well, I'll get you to promote how people can help you in just a second. I know that you have a working relationship with Coles. I looked it up and I saw it there on your website. But are Woolies also helping you? Are all the big chains helping you?
We do work with a number of the chains, not Woolworths. Woolworths work with another food rescue organisation, but we work with Costco, we work with IGA, we work with Aldi. There's a number of organisations that we collect from. And, of course, that'll grow over time.
Right. So the little IGA that's up the road from me, it's run by a little family. I've known them for 17 years. So there's a chance that there's a second bite truck that comes around regularly and takes away their food that they can't sell?
That is a possibility. We're still starting to grow our exposure. If it was a Coles store, Luke, I'd be able to say pretty well 100% there'll be a second bite van there or one of our charities.
How often do the vans come around and pick up the food from Coles?
5 days a week.
Every day.
I know. It's extraordinary, isn't it? And if we don't do it, the charities are doing it.
And the food we're talking about, it's all perishable or is it stuff in cans? What sort of food?
It's not all. It's stuff that is no longer able to be sold by, for example, Coles.
Say the expiry date's gone.
Well, it could be a banana that's got a couple extra stripes or, you're fussy with your tomatoes, but it also could be food that's packaged that's getting close to its use by date. So we can move it very, we're pretty efficient. That's one thing. Second Bite is probably the most efficient food rescue organisation. If you give us a couple of days on the use by date, we'll get it out to a hungry family straight away.
How can my listeners help?
Well, there's a couple of ways they can help. At the moment, we've got Coles is running an appeal, a winter appeal, and at their local Coles store, they can buy a $2 card. And every dollar that they spend, so $2 makes 10 meals because every dollar goes towards providing food for 5 meals, which is pretty efficient when you think about it. And the other thing is we've got a website. So anyone can go onto the Second Bite website. You can Google it or it's secondbite.org, www.secondbite.org. Click on that and help us that way.
I just Googled Second Bite and it took me all to it anyway.
Perfect. The system works, Luke.
Second Bite. The CEO, is Steve Clifford. He's been with me this morning. Stephen, thank you for educating us. You can thank the Reverend Jim for bringing your organisation to my attention. And can you and I stay in touch, please?
We certainly could. Thanks very much for your time, Luke, and thanks to Reverend Jim.
Steve Clifford, the CEO of Second Bite, secondbite.org. There you go. This is The Night Shift on Triple M.